Well, good afternoon again, friends. I hope you're all keeping well. And once again, I apologise that I'm just in the car today. No nice backdrop or scenery around me. Just in the car here, hoping to get out for a sausage roll just down in Spence's there. Maybe a custard tart or two if they have one. Just in the Longstone here in Lisburn. But friends, it's election day. And I just wanted to do a little devotion about that. Not about politics at all, really, because I don't really get involved in those things. I never have. But I just want to speak upon the subject of choice, election, choosing. You know, today Northern Ireland will choose who it wants to lead them. Sad thing is that so many of the politicians now have no time or thought for God at all. The Bible says that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The word of God says that whenever the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And that's a very frightening prospect. Whenever we have people who have no thought or time or even belief in God at all, much less the desire to honour his word, to glorify his son and to hold to his laws. Whenever they hold power, I don't think there's much hope or positive prospect or outlook for a nation at all. Rather, it's a sad state of affairs. But you know, the Bible speaks about choice a lot of the time. The Bible speaks about God's choice. The scripture says that the Christian, the child of God, is chosen in Christ from before the foundation of the world. The Bible speaks about the child of God being elect according to the foreknowledge of God. And it's lovely to think that there's a God in heaven who sets his eternal electing love upon a people and brings them to himself. Robert Burnick Sheehan, in his great hymn, wrote the words, "Chosen not for good in me, wakened up from wrath to flee, hidden in the Saviour's side, by the Spirit sanctified, teach me, Lord, on earth to show, by my love, how much I owe." God has a sovereign, eternal, electing choice whenever he brings a people to himself. But in the Old Testament, we read about God's servant Joshua. And Joshua is old and well stricken in years by the end of the chapter. He addresses the children of Israel and speaks to them about his life, his witness, his testimony, and his service. And in Joshua chapter 24, verse 14, we read these words, "Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods of your fathers that they served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So as the people of Ireland, the people of Northern Ireland, the people of Ulster today are making their choice, and across in the mainland as well, choosing out their leaders, let's think about what the Word of God says, and let's make the right choice, and let's choose to serve him. Righteousness exalteth the nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Let's learn the lessons from the scriptures. Let's learn the lessons from history. Those who honour the Lord, God says he will honour. And if our nation was to bear in mind the words of Joshua, to put away the strange gods from among us, to honour the Lord again, and to choose to serve him, I believe our land and nation would be so much the better for it. But it begins with the individuals, people like you and people like me. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As the nation goes to the polling stations today, let's think about the choices that we make that count for time and count for eternity. And let's endeavour to choose Christ, put him first, and to purpose to go on in our hearts and lives with God. Let the world do what it wants to. Joshua says, you choose whatever you want to choose. I encourage you to choose the Lord. But as for me and my house, if it just means me being in the minority, I'm going to purpose to serve the Lord. So there you have it, friends. Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Let's make the right choice. And let's choose the God who never lets us down, who will never leave us nor forsake us, who never changes, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. God bless you, friends, and hopefully I'll get this sausage roll in just a moment. See you soon. Bye-bye.